A reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 7, verse 75. Eta bali eka shoka sikaila more kante kari e shloka kariya vichare. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking to the Mayavadi sannyasis. After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse advising me to always keep it within my throat. 776. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashteva, Nashteva, Nashteva Gatiranyata. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there's no alternative, there's no alternative, there's no alternative. The holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Progress in spiritual life, the Shastras recommend meditation in Satya Yuga, sacrifice for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu in Treta Yuga, gorgeous worship of the Lord in the temple in Dwapara Yuga. In the age of Kali, one can achieve spiritual progress only by chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is confirmed in various scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many references to this fact. In the 12th canto, 351, it is stated, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan hasti eko mahanguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhujat. In the age of Kali, there are many faults when the people are subject to many miserable conditions, and in this age there is one great benediction. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can be free from all material contamination, thus be elevated to the spiritual world. Narada Pancharatra also praises the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as follows. By Yo Veda Sat Agani Chandangshi Ivedasara Sarvam Asta Karantastam Yachanyad Api Anmayam Sarva Vedanta Sararta Sansaranava Taranaha. The essence of all Vedic knowledge, comprehending the three kinds of Vedic activity, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upashnakanda, the chandas, or Vedic hymns, and the processes for satisfying the demigods is included in the eight syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the reality of all Vedanta. Chanting the holy name is the only means to cross the ocean of nations. Similarly, the Kali Santarana Upanishad states, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 names composed of 32 syllables are the only means to counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. In all the Vedas, it is seen that across the ocean of nations, there's no alternative to the chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Sri Madhvacharya, while commenting on the Mundaka Upanishad, has quoted the following verse from Narayana Samhita. Vapariyaya Janaya Vishnu Pancharatrais Tu kevalai kalo tu nama matrena pujate bhagavan harihi. In Dwapara Yuga, one could satisfy Krishna or Vishnu only by worshipping him gorgeously according to the Pantriyatuki system, but in the age of Kali, one can satisfy and worship the Supreme Personality of God simply by chanting the holy name. In his Bhakti Sandarbha text 284, Srila Jiva Goswami strongly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name of the Lord as follows. And then there's a very long Sanskrit verse without any particular meter. Srila Jiva Goswami states that the substance of all the Vedic mantras is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Every mantra begins with the prefix Nama Om and eventually addresses by name the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the supreme will of the Lord, there's a specific potency in each and every mantra chanting by by great sages like Narada Muni and other rishis. Chanting the holy name, the Lord immediately renovates the transcendental relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord. Chant the holy name of the Lord, one need not depend on other paraphernalia, for one can immediately get all the desired results of linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be questioned, therefore, why there is a necessity for initiation or further spiritual activities and devotional service to one who engages in chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The answer is that although it's correct that one who fully engages in chanting the holy name need not depend on the process of initiation, generally a devotee is addicted to many abominable material habits due to material contamination from his previous life. In order to get quick relief from all these contaminations, it's recommended that one engage in the worship of the Lord in the temple. Worship of the deity in the temple is essential to reduce one's restlessness due to the contaminations of conditioned life. That's Narada and his Pancharatrika Vidhi and other great sages have sometimes stressed that since every conditioned soul has a bodily concept of life aimed at sense enjoyment, to restrict this sense enjoyment, the rules and regulations for worshiping the deity in the temple are essential. Srila Rupa Goswami has described that the holy name of the Lord can be chanted by liberated souls, but almost all the souls we have to initiate are conditioned. It is therefore advised that one chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses, according to the regular principles, yet due to the past bad habits, they violate these rules and regulations. Thus, regulated principles for worship of the deity are also simultaneously essential. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumina Tamena Tasvai Shri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Murule Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vasesha Shunvani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anjakalpa duvya chakra pa sindhu viva chapatita nam pavane vayeshna devya namaha. So this is a very ecstatic verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is one of the key verses indicating that the holy name is the only way to attain success in this age of Kali. And it's very unequivocal. It mentions the holy name three times, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. And then it also mentions that there's no other way three times. Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. Prabhupada, commenting on this, says that to emphasize something to someone, you repeat it. You must do this, you must do this, you must do this. So in the same way, the scripture is commanding us with great conviction. That this is the way to attain the Lord in this age, this chanting of the holy name. There is no other way. So Srila Prabhupada quotes other related verses in the purport, very famous verses, stressing the chanting of the holy name, stressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and stressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Are mentioned in the Vedic literatures as especially mentioned, as especially recommended for counteracting the materialism in this age. Then, the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that in addition to chanting the holy name, we also engage in deity worship. And the reason for that is that regulations of deity worship help us become purified and regulated in our life so that we don't commit the offenses against the holy name. And therefore, it's required for us restless Kali Yugites also engage in the deity worship. Because it promotes one coming up to the mode of goodness. And mode of goodness, one doesn't commit the 10 different kinds of offenses against the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada stressed the morning program many, many places where he talks about the morning program. He stresses the Mangalarti. He considered it very important that the devotees get up early. They go to Mangalarti, they see the deity, they bow down to the deity, and they chant for the pleasure of the deity. Therefore, we have Mangalarti in all our temples, and we always encourage everyone to come, especially the people who are residing in the temples. It's practically mandatory that they come to Mangalarti unless they're dressing the deities, picking out the outfits, preparing ahead of time. Practically, there's no real excuse for not going to Mangalarti. One of the most powerful sentences I found in the whole Prabhupada is chanting the holy name and the Lord immediately renovates the transcendental relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord. So that's the key thing to be done in this human form of life, is to renovate this transcendental relationship between ourselves and the Supreme Lord. And simply this chanting is powerful enough to do that. So that's very good news. The difficulties we experience in life are due to ignorance of our relationship with Krishna. Because we don't know that we're part of Krishna and that we're meant to serve Krishna, we act in many different ways that aren't in harmony with the desire of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we create all kinds of karma for ourselves. Sometimes we ignorantly perform good acts, and sometimes we ignorantly perform bad acts. Thus we have a chain of good and bad reactions to it. Good and bad reactions to suffer from in this and future lives. But because we're actually part of God, we're actually a spiritual being, completely apart from the material body, we're actually meant to experience the qualities of God, which are actually our own qualities because we're part of God. Sat, eternality, chit, spiritual enlightenment, knowledge, and ananda, spiritual ecstasy. At every moment we're supposed to be experiencing ourselves to be eternal, full of spiritual wisdom and full of spiritual ecstasy. But due to being covered by the avidya potency of the Lord, we're the marginal energy, and we have the possibility of becoming covered by avidya or uncovered under the protection of the superior energy. So in our default state in the material world, we're covered up by the material energy, and therefore we don't experience eternality, bliss, and knowledge, which are the characteristics of the soul. But rather, we experience temporality. In one temporary situation, we go to another temporary situation. We're temporarily experiencing some happiness, and we're temporarily experiencing some misery, and we're temporarily experiencing some happiness. In this way, we lead a very chaotic life, bounced around by the time factor, through different happy and unhappy situations, although our very spiritual nature is to be eternally happy. But if we simply chant the holy name of the Lord, we can begin to renovate our relationship with the Lord is based on happily rendering service to him. That all begins simply by chanting this holy name. It's a nice verse in the Ajamil section of the Bhagavatam, beginning in the sixth canto. That describes how the dharma of the living entities is to be engaged in devotional service of the Lord. And that begins with the chanting of His holy name. Edavane the lokesh min pumsam dharma prasmita asudeve bhagavati nama grinadini. This idea of chanting the holy name to renovate one's spiritual consciousness didn't begin with Lord Chaitanya. It's actually mentioned back 5,000 years ago by Shukadeva Goswami. This Bhagavad Dharma begins, Tanama Grihanadibi, beginning with the chanting of the Holy Name. So this chanting of the Holy Name is of fundamental importance. And Srila Prabhupada credited his success due to his having complete conviction and faith in the Holy Name, and complete conviction in his Guru's order. He even mentions that in his prayer when he came to America. He wrote a couple of prayers. One of them, he mentions that although it's a formidable task that he has, because everyone's absorbed in the lower modes of passion and ignorance, to get them to become interested in Vasudeva Katha, seems like a formidable task. But he mentions that he has great faith in the Holy Name. He also said that by the influence of the material energy, we're so degraded that the only way that his disciples could actually help him was because of the chanting of the Holy Name. By their chanting of the Holy Name, they became elevated enough to actually be of valuable service to him, propagating this Krishna consciousness movement. But without the Holy Name, they were too wasted by the material energy to actually be able to help out. Because of their chanting, they came up the level of being useful in Lord Chaitanya's mission. So we should be very optimistic about the Holy Name. Srila Prabhupada was very optimistic. He thought, if people can just stay away from these four sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and chant regularly 16 rounds, 1728 mantras of Hare Krishna, that just if they try to give up the offenses, that in one life they can be completely purified from material contamination and thus eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. So we should have that faith ourselves. Srila Prabhupada's have that faith, and it's his gift to us, is that faith. And go on chanting and trying to give up the offenses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in his Harinam Chintamani that the offense of inattention is particularly bad, and that even if you can eliminate the other 10 offenses, if you are inattentive in your chanting, you won't attain Krishna Prema. However, even if you do sometimes commit the other offenses, if you can focus your mind on the Holy Name with complete attention, you can become so purified that you stop committing the other offenses and you attain Krishna Prema. So by that analysis, the worst offense is inattention, because inattention can block you from getting that love of God. And best qualification is complete attention. Because even if you occasionally commit offenses, by the power of the attentive chanting, you will come to the point of not committing offenses, and you'll attain the Krishna prema. So that's important to understand. Not only did Srila Prabhupada promote the chanting daily on japa beads of a certain amount of Hare Krishnas, he also wanted the devotees to go out in public and chant in the streets. And in the beginning, they were often arrested and even put in jail. But Prabhupada didn't take that very seriously. He just considered it was proof that our movement was authorized, because if it was an insignificant material affair, the demons would not object to it. And he encouraged the devotees to go on chanting, even chanting in jail. So they would keep going out chanting, even though they would routinely get arrested, and finally the authorities got tired of arresting them and let them go on with their business. So now in many parts of the world, we don't have any difficulty chanting the holy name in public. Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to go out every day for at least an hour and chant Hare Krishna in public. And he told them that, and this was at a time when the ISKCON Press was based in Boston. And at that point in the history of the movement, the book producers, ISKCON Press, were practically the most confidential servants of Srila Prabhupada, because he really wanted these books to be published and distributed. And they couldn't be distributed until they were published. So the people who were working on the publishing, they were the most important confidential servants of Srila Prabhupada at that time. And he said even they should take an hour out of their publishing duties and go out on Sankirtan with Bhakta Godheads, which is what they were distributing in those days. And Jayadvaita Swami, talking about that time in history, says that he liked that going out, because he felt he was connecting with the people that he was preparing the books for. It's important to keep that idea alive, that this transcendental knowledge is meant to be shared. That was the whole theme of Srila Prabhupada's movement. Even in the early days, in 1966, before he had many committed followers, he was stressing the importance of propagating this transcendental knowledge in human society and trying to enlist people to dedicate them their lives, if possible, or at least some of their wealth or time, if not, for the sharing of this transcendental knowledge. Because everyone is suffering uselessly in this material world simply because they're considering themselves a material product instead of a spiritual entity. And therefore, they're identifying themselves with this world, which is full of suffering, and with their bodies, which are full of suffering, instead of identifying themselves as an eternal, blissful, and knowledgeable, fragmental part of God, who has a loving relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna, who's decorated with 64 amazing transcendental qualities, which completely satisfy the soul to perceive and interact with. So, I think I'll just go on to the next verse, because that's all I really have to say about that one. Let's see here. Agyapana nama laya anukshana nama laite laite mora vata hailamana. Since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name, but I thought that by chanting and chanting the holy name, I had been bewildered. Continuing. Darya Darate Nari Hailama Un Mata Hasi Kandi Nachi Gai Yaiche Madan Mata. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing just like a madman. Tabe Darya Dari Mane Karilun Vichar Krishna Nama Jana Chana Haila Amar. Lacking my patience, therefore, I began to consider that the chanting the holy name of Krishna had covered all my spiritual knowledge. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hints in this verse that to chant the holy name of Krishna, one does not need to speculate on the philosophical aspects of the science of God, or one automatically becomes ecstatic and without consideration immediately chants, dances, laughs, cries, and sings just like a madman. So, that's the understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna prema, love of God, which is symptomized by these, which has the characteristics of these different the actions mentioned here, that it causes dancing, chanting, laughing, crying, and singing. These are symptoms of the Krishna prema, and that simply by the chanting of the holy name, we can attain this Krishna prema. One doesn't have to know all the details of the science of God. One actually just has to chant the holy name according to the direction of the guru, and by the power of that chanting, one can actually gain this Krishna prema. How is that? That is because Krishna prema is already there in the heart. Elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Nitya Siddha Krishna prema sadhi kabu naya, shravanani shuddha chitte karya yudai. That Nitya Siddha Krishna prema is eternally established in the heart. Sadhya kabu naya is not something to be gained from outside. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, when one engages in devotional service beginning by hearing, one's consciousness is purified, Karya Udaya, and this love becomes manifest. So by hearing and chanting the holy name, following the order of a spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, he became ecstatic in love of God. Then he began to experience these symptoms of chanting, dancing, laughing, crying, and singing. Just like a madman. So, Prabhupada makes the point in the purport that one doesn't need to know all the details about the science of God. Just chanting the holy name is so powerful, you wouldn't can actually attain love of God simply by doing that. So that's actually good news for people who are not inclined to study the science of God. Interesting. There's one whole purport where Prabhupada talks about how for the masses of people, Lord Chaitanya taught the congregational chanting of the holy name. For a few intellectuals like these Mayavadi sannyasis, he would speak from the shastras like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. For those who were seriously interested in taking up the practice of bhakti yoga, he would give them instruction like with Rupa and Sanat Goswamis. He gave elaborate instructions on how to practice bhakti. And for a very few intimate associates, who would talk about Krishna's intimate leelas in Vrindavan. But for the mass of people, Lord Chaitanya's program is the congregational chanting of the holy name. So that's a very important part of this Krishna consciousness movement, and something which is unfortunately too much neglected in the present day. There's some temples where they don't follow that instruction of Srila Prabhupada to go out in public and sing for an hour every day, chant Hare Krishna, and distribute literature to those who become attracted. So this is something that can be increased. Actually, in all our centers, there should be daily Harinam parties. And people should come to the morning and evening kirtans. When I was a new devotee in 79, just 2 years after Prabhupada left, there was a good attendance at the evening arati, and all the bhaktas, the new devotees, were expected to go to the evening arati. But many places now, very few devotees go to the evening arati. But that's also part of Srila Prabhupada's program, go to the evening arati and the evening class. Because by the more we hear and chant about Krishna, the more our consciousness is purified. And this chanting of the holy name congregationally is especially recommended. Lord Chaitanya's appearance is described in one famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishna Sango Pangas Duparshanam Yagnai Sen Kirtana Praya Vijati He Sumedha Sai. Now to Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, is accompanied by his associates, weapons, and confidential companions, and he's always singing the name of Krishna, and he's worshipped by those who have sufficient intelligence, chiefly by Sankirtan Yajna, the congregational chanting of the holy name. The word prayai in that verse means chiefly. There's other things we do to worship Lord Chaitanya. We worship his deity form. We read this Chaitanya Charitamrita. We study Srimad Bhagavatam as he advised. But chiefly, in this age of Kali, we worship Lord Chaitanya by the congregational chanting of the holy name. Therefore, it's important that devotees go to the morning kirtan, the evening kirtan, and that they chant kirtan in public every day for at least 1 hour. Because this is Srila Prabhupada's recommendation as the eternal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, empowered to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to the Western world. So, it's actually 8:30. I think I'll stop here. Thank you for your attention. Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.